Are you ready to learn how to apply your products? As you know, my one-on-one sessions are geared towards your customized skin recipe. It's kind of like the cake recipe. What to do at home, what to do in the clinic with ongoing support based on your skin needs, values, budget, lifestyle, and much more. My skin camp programs are really fun because this is where I teach my expert level tutorials, including how to apply your products, how to do facial gua sha lymphatic drainage alongside your skincare routine, makeup, hair care, at-home peels, as well as pre-post recovery tips, and my highly coveted dermal rolling demo with advanced protocols. Register now for Fall Skin Camp over at theschoolofradiance.com. We begin very soon. Don't miss out. Attend the lessons live or catch the replay at your convenience. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode. Welcome everyone to today's recording right here on the Rachel Varga podcast. If you are new, welcome. My name is Rachel Varga. I'm a board-certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 and nearly 20,000 procedures later. I honestly just me performing 20,000 procedures on other people. And I am thrilled to have you here to kind of keep you on the straight and narrow with your body, mind, spirit, energy, practices, and routines to help you cultivate a higher level of beauty and radiance. And no, that doesn't all magically appear by using just the right products in just the right way at just the right time. It's a full-on lifestyle. And today's episode is very exciting because we are going to learn all about a particular brand that I have become personally obsessed with. And it comes all the way from Ireland. It's called Tan Organic. And we're going to talk about the evolution of clean self tanners. I've been a bit of a self tanner junkie since I could apply self tanner myself. I was probably 10 when I started using self tanners. Before we get started, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, the podcast, and also hit that bell notification so that you know when I go live and don't miss out on any of these very exciting and lovely interviews to, again, help keep you on the straight and narrow with your aging journey. So today I'm interviewing Noelle O'Connor all the way from Ireland. Y'all know how much I love Ireland. And she set up Tan Organic in 2010 after starring on Dragon's Den Ireland. Since then, she has been hailed as the most successful contestant to appear on the show after securing investment from Gavin Duffy and building an empire on eco-friendly self-tan product called Tan Organic. Noelle is the first ever entrepreneur to appear on Dragon's Den twice. Tan Organic is the world's first and only eco-certified organic tan brand in the world. Not only is it vegan certified, packaged in sustainable packaging, and all the products are free from alcohols, toxins, and synthetic ingredients, Tan Organic products range from tanning oils and mousses for the face and the body. And the brand, they have these fantastic tanning mitts, which we'll talk about, which I actually have in my background here. All of this is available at the rachelvarga.ca store, by the way, if you're looking to get your hands on some of the products we talk about. The link will be in the description box below. They also have a moisturizing facial serum and a multi-use dry oil for hair, skin, and nails. Noelle created Tan Organic for people who care about the products and the ingredients that they put on their skin. Hello, that's why you're here. And also care about the environment. At the same time, when we care for ourselves, we end up caring for others, we care for the environment, and all is one big wonderful circle. So Noelle started her beauty journey in 1996 with a loan of £2,000 from her local credit union. She set up a beauty salon in Newbridge. Over the next 10 years, she grew that business to include 6 medi spas in Ireland. Business was going great until the downturn changed everything. Having fought hard to survive, Noelle had the wind blown out of the business. After this, she came up with the idea of a new organic and sustainable self-tan line. For the next 2 years, she worked with cosmetic scientists both in Ireland and the US to develop the first and only eco-certified organic self-tan brand in the world that's not in plastic packaging. In the 10 years since launching her original self-tan lotion, Noelle has built the brand to what it is today, sold in 18 countries around the world. For Noelle O'Connor, continuous innovation has been key to keeping the Irish-made self-tanning brand fresh in the minds of consumers in the crowded cosmetics market. So that is quite the intro. Welcome, Noelle O'Connor, founder of Tan Organic.
Hi, Rachel. It's lovely to talk to you today. And that was quite an intro. It made me sound like we were talking about another person, actually.
But that's all you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's kind of like a snapshot of how quick life goes by, really, and why we should look after our skin. You know, listening to you is like 2010, 2020, 10 years gone in the snap of an eye. But Tan Organic, I'm very passionate about. I'm Irish, you can hear from my accent. I have red hair and freckles, and I could never tan. So when I was younger,
I hear you. I'm absolutely at that skin type where I cannot tan to save my life. So I need self-tanner. And this is exciting. We're already getting some comments coming through. Taylor says, just in time, can start to do some self-tanners more before the weather gets nice. Yeah,
definitely. Yes, and definitely. Tan Organic, really, you know, using tans. I'm 52 now. So 35 years ago, there was nothing. And I envied my friends in the summertime. They had a tan and I was just white. White, freckly, glasses and red hair was not attractive 35 years ago. So God bless makeup and fake tan. So really, when I had to reinvent myself, I'd used tan always. And I had been working on a skincare previously, but I was completely broken. I just had enough for one product. And tanning was something I was very passionate about, and I did notice the skin. It was the skin on the back of my hands and my body was drier than my face. Now, having been in spas, I worked, and you concentrate on your face and your neck, don't you? You kind of forget about the rest, but I definitely noticed the rest of my body, the skin was drier. And when you dig deep, it was because of the ingredients that I was putting on my skin constantly. And as we both know, your skin is a very important organ and the largest organ in your body. So when people don't realize that, and we're putting this product on and leaving it for days on end. So that's when I set about the task to produce a product that was completely organic, had as much hydration in it, no synthetic colors, no synthetic perfumes, and hence Tan Organic. So we started with one product. That's the self-tan lotion, 84% organic aloe vera juice. Yes, it's like squeezing, organic aloe vera juice onto your skin.
I love this, by the way, because it comes in a glass bottle.
I was obsessed.
And plastic. A wood lid. How cool is that?
And a wooden lid. I didn't want to put it in plastic. My ingredients were so precious and so organic that I didn't want plastic leaching into it. Back then, my main reason was, yes, it was environmental, but it was to protect the integrity of the product inside. Hmm. Because even that product, you can have it for years, but because it's in glass packaging and inert, it just keeps the product so fresh for so much longer. So that was why I wanted to put it in glass. And you know, we've always been in glass, so we're not one of these companies that's in a hurry to get rid of their plastic, because we've always been in glass. So, and from there, we just led out to our self-tan oil, which is our hero product, because as you get older, I don't like to get tan on my sheets. My lovely white, you know, as you get older, you spend more on your clothes and it's more on your sheets. And so self-tan oil.
Feeling cozy in a fabulous cashmere sweater here. By the way, little pro tip, get your cashmere used, ladies. If cashmere is out of the price point for you, seriously, check out your local thrift shops. I am all about getting secondhand as much as I possibly can. It's all this sustainability, guys, that we can purchase things in specific ways.
Absolutely. You know, And a lot of our products you can use on face and body. And I'm mm-hmm. all for that. I get a lot of demand from like the likes of retailers, Boots, that want me to produce separate products. But all of the products ingredients are so good. You only have to, you know, I'm shooting myself in the foot here, but you only have to buy one and you can use it on your face and body. I am all about sustainability. I'm all about using less, having less crap, if we want to call it, you know, and you know, less is more. And even with Tan Organic, if you want to be ultra, ultra dark, that's not what we're about. We're about a natural color, a natural bronze. We're also about safe ingredients on the skin that you're leaving for long periods, and also protecting your skin from that those UV rays that we know can cause damage, which you have done 20,000 treatments undoing the damage that lovely fella in the sky does. Yes.
Yeah, but also it's coming from our blue light now. But I gotta say, I do have a background in Gen Chem, Organic Chem, and Biochem, and I'm ultra picky about the formulations. And the formulations in the facial tan oil and also in the lotion, which kind of feels like a bit of an oil to me, I love it, and also in the mousse are just bang on. I don't get streaks when I use it. And I do have a couple of tips for applying self-tanners here. And we'll dive into that, I'm sure. So what are some of the benefits of wearing a self-tan rather than tanning in the sun? Guys, this is for sure going to be a no-brainer, but let's hear what Noelle.
No-brainer, yeah. The benefits are, you know, you're protecting yourself from the sun. Yes, we do need sunlight. We do need an amount of vitamin D. But not the amount that we need to get that tan that everybody wants. Everybody looks thinner, healthier, you know, sexier with a tan. You know, I think, you know, I say 10 pounds in tan minutes gone.
I've heard people say that as well. I always definitely feel like a little bit extra, you know, spicy when I have a little bit of color. Yeah. I cannot get it in the sun. Honestly, I just burn. So for me to go outside and tan is kind of futile. In fact, I'll take some of my supplements to act as internal antioxidants to reduce UV damage actually on the surface from within. I talk about this all the time. It's like sunscreen from the inside out. So why should we use clean products, and what are clean products to you?
Oh, this is a big area, clean. For me, we're certified organic, we're certified vegan, we're cruelty-free, and we also have a 100 score with the ethical organization, and only 7 cosmetic companies in the world have that score, so I'm really proud. The problem, and where my heart is broken, is in Europe, and USA is even less regulated. Canada's a bit better. It's more like Europe, but still Europe is great and Canada's great, but you only have to have one ingredient on your inky list, which is that is your ingredient list. And that one ingredient can be at the very, very bottom of the list and as low as 0.01%. So there's no legal definition of organic, natural, or mineral. And you only have to have as little as 1/1000th of a percent to have your product say organic, natural, or mineral on it. So the questions you should ask is, A, look at where the ingredients are on the inky list. Like food, the biggest ingredient is first. That self-tan lotion, we have organic aloe vera juice. That's the first ingredient. It's 84% of the bottle is in there. So that is like 84% of that is organic aloe vera juice. So that alone by itself is hydrating. Yeah. So ask, is your product certified? You can have it in there where people go certified organic ingredients and there's only one ingredient. So, you know, social media is great. You can ask questions about your products. You can ask them online, you know, what percentage of this is organic? Is the product certified organic? You know, all of those questions. I do it as a pastime sometimes, and sometimes I don't get any answers because I already know the answers, and you know that the people don't want to, you know, don't want to answer you. And for me, we get lots of questions in Tan Organic, and I'm always honest. And if it's a question we don't know, we love the question. We can go and find out about it. And we're learning every day on ingredients. Yeah.
I love it. So I'm just going to get real with you guys. You are all showing up here to stay on the straight and narrow with me. And it's my job to do that. So I checked out a massive YouTuber channel yesterday. And I was like, I'm just going to check out what some other YouTubers are talking about in regards to skincare. So there's this one person, she's got over a million people on her channel. I'm not going to say who these people are. And she was reviewing a dermatologist AM and PM routine. And this is another massive YouTuber online. I was like, okay, I wonder what products they're going to talk about. I had a feeling they were going to be drugstore garbage. And sure enough, the first product that was mentioned was a Neutrogena body oil. And I was like, oh, I bet you anything there's parabens in that. And yeah, went to go search for it. It's got parabens in it. And so here we have all of these people on social media that are saying, use this product, use that product. Number one, they're usually being paid to talk about it. I am not being paid to talk about Tan Organic in this episode. This is just something I'm really passionate about sharing. But just because someone has a huge following and they're telling you to use this product and they use it themselves doesn't mean it's good for you. In fact, when I see other people who talk about skin and rejuvenation and they are telling me that they use products with parabens in it, it kind of actually discredits all of their work in my eyes. You will find people who care about healthy ingredients, clean products, clinical efficacy. And then you're going to hear people that are just going to talk about what they're paid to talk about. So it's up to you to use your wise discernment. But I will do everything I can to only be recommending products that I personally use that are free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances, and not tested on animals. And Noelle, what you mentioned about clean products and natural, you really hit the nail on the head there. Those are just marketing terms. They actually don't mean anything from a chemistry background.
No.
It's frustrating.
It is frustrating. But the good news is everybody's cleaning up their act. So, and like with our planet, if everybody does a little bit, it'll make a big difference. So I'm happy. Yeah.
I actually don't fully agree with you on that. And this is a learning opportunity. There are a lot of really good companies out there like you. But if you go on these other websites like Amazon or eBay, there's a lot of companies that are making fake products out there, counterfeit products. So please do not buy anything on those third-party websites. You never know what you're putting in your body, on your body, or around your home. There are people out there that don't care and they just want to make money. They don't care if they're contributing to making you sick.
There are a lot of people. And you know, we have what we call greenwashers.
Yes.
Which, yeah, there's nothing clean about them, and they're claiming to be clean because they maybe have 1,000th of the ingredient in there, like explained earlier on. And then we have people that are maybe clean, but not as clean. Clean is not organic, and I think people really don't understand organic because they're confused. So it's about knowing that your product is certified and just doesn't have one organic ingredient. That's a really tiny ingredient. So absolutely, organic is the cleanest ingredient that you can get. And organic certified ingredients are certified. So, you know, for example, we have no artificial colors. So we only use food colorings.
Tell me about the caramel. Tell me about the caramel, because I love this quality of Tan Organic products.
Caramel is... caramel is an ingredient we use for color. I was just thinking there because when we do trade shows and I got distracted, we put all our ingredients out and people come and eat them. You know, they think they're the so that's what the caramels reminded me. People always eat all of our caramels when we have our ingredients on show. So caramel is a brown color, and that's the color that we have. Now it's not as dark as other tans that use synthetic colors. So you don't get that deep, deep color instantly, but our product develops. It also means you don't have as much smudge when you're in bed because it's only food coloring. So I am working to reformulate to add chocolate to make it a darker guide color. It's not going to have any effect on the it's not going to have any effect on the efficacy of the product or how the color comes on. But when you're putting it on, if it's last minute and you want instant, we're going to put some dark chocolate in there. Yes, but we only use we use beetroot, caramel, and we've just taken the honey out. There was 0.03% of honey because, of course, the bees are very important. I'm obsessed with bees now. Another product that we formulated, which is the balm, which I've just sent to you, Rachel. It took us a year to formulate that.
So we can't wait to try it out.
We removed beeswax. Mm-hmm. It took the formulator a year. And I was like, why? What's the problem? Like, surely everybody is looking to alternative to beeswax. And he said, no, not really. Not many people are doing it. So we eventually, after about a year, found an ingredient from a Japanese wax tree. And when you get it, it feels just like beeswax, solid, wax to oil feel, no beeswax in it, no honey, completely certified vegan. Great for after skin rejuvenation, after your peels, if you've got very dry skin, cuts, bruises. It's got a multitude of uses. Yeah. Great product.
Yeah, it's really great. There's like a little bit of like lemon. There's a little bit of caramel. I'm super sensitive to literally everything around me. And smells are one of those. I will not use a product if I feel like the smell lingers on me. But I definitely am completely sold on Tan Organic. In fact, I have, since I started using it, I used another really well-known brand to get extra dark. And it just like the sprays, they make a mess. Do not use aerosolized self-tanning products because they're getting absorbed actually in your nose and your mucous membranes and also in the vaginal area. Not a good idea. These products aren't tested on the smooth mucosa. They're actually just tested topically. So it's important for you to know that. Noelle, what are your products tailored for? And tell me a little bit more about some of your hero products. I have to say, personally, my favorite products are the mousse and the lotion and using the mousse with the mitt. Just putting that out there, guys.
Yeah, because you know, there's different types of tanners out there, and you like to have a little bit of a deeper color. You like the little bit of instant gratification. So you can see, even though we only use caramel and beetroot, you can see a bit of a color, but it's not as dark if we were using synthetics, but synthetics ingredients would dry out your skin a lot. So our hero product is our self-tan oil. Because I love when I'm talking about this product, and if anybody's out there listening and say, oh, I don't want to ever use tan, I just had the worst disaster, I never want to use it again. That's what I call a terrified tanner, you know, terrified tanner.
That's adorable. So
this is like training wheels for getting on the self-tan route, you know, where you can apply it like a body oil with your hands. It's soft like an oil. You exfoliate in the shower, you get out, dry yourself off. And by the way, the best time to self-tan is after a hot shower or bath.
Yes.
When your skin is at maximum hydration levels. So that's not hydration levels from putting on a moisturizer. It's been your skin is hot and clammy and the moisture goes straight to the surface.
Great.
That is when tanning active works best. So you can put the self-tan oil in. Now it's clear. It's kind of, there's a little color in it and very, very light. So you can actually see and feel it when you put it on and it's light. And then literally all you have to do is wipe over the palms of your hands with a flannel or a towelette and you're good to go. And you wake up in the morning with a bronze glow.
It's now, like foolproof self-tanning. It's amazing.
Self-tanning for dummies. Yes. and it kind of, it's not as dark as the mousse and the lotion. And you might wake up in the morning and go, oh, got a little glow. But if you feel that you want it a bit deeper, when you get in the shower, get out again, you can actually put this on as your moisturizer. You know, just baby wipe the palms of your hands And off to work, you don't have to shower this off because there's no color guide. It's just like a moisturizing body oil. And you can gradually build it up. So it's like a light bronze. If you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world because you can't see this big dark line. But if you make a mistake, and highly likely that people that are on here, my terrified tanners or anyone that's listening, they'll have made a mistake with a dark color and have had this big obvious line they can't fix. Mm-hmm. Or they'll have orange hands and elbows. So that's, for me, the self-tan oil is like an everyday. You just top it up every couple of days. It wears off. And the reason our product wears off so well, there's a couple of reasons, Rachel, is that the ingredients are very moisturizing. There's very little in there that's going to dry out your skin.
Like alcohols. And
yeah, alcohol. Yeah. And our preservative is actually a food preservative that is used for pickling food. So it's a slightly micro exfoliant. I bet you didn't know that. So gluconolactone is, it's like a micro exfoliant, and it's a PHA. Not an AHA or BHA, it's PHA. So it's a slight acid, really, really micro.
AKA so, like lactic acid.
Yeah. So what it does is it's exfoliating ever so, like an invisible exfoliation. That's what our preservative does. So that's, it's great.
Cool. That's cool. So personally, I like to be just like a little bit darker. So I love the lotion. I'll tell you guys how I apply it. I do actually use one of my body oils that you can also find on my e-store at rachelvarga.ca. There's a pineapple one. There's a vanilla one. After getting out of the shower, I'll just kind of like pat dry my elbows, behind my knees, under my arms, like any where there's lots of water, I'll just kind of pat dry, but I won't completely dry off. I'll put a little bit of the barrier oil on my hands, knees, elbows, and my feet. And then I'll use this actually just with my hands. Sometimes I'll use the mitt, but usually I'll just apply this in my hands and then I'll just kind of go for it. And I'll start with my legs, then I'll do my arms, then I'll do my abdomen, then I'll do my back. And I do my abdomen after my legs so that when I'm bending down and doing my legs, I don't get like a crease on my toe.
Oh, you really have it perfected.
Oh, yeah. This is 20 years of self-tanning information. You're welcome, guys. Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about the lotion here.
The lotion was the first ever product.
It's not really a lotion, though. It's like got this beautiful, like kind of thinner consistency.
It's kind of, no. A lotion as in it's a liquid lotion.
Yes.
It's not like a cream lotion.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like the oil with a color in it. So you could say it's a colored oil. It's also got a booster in there. That's why when you put it on, it bronzes probably deeper than the oil. You can layer that. So layering, the best way, again, we've mentioned the best time to put your tan on. The best way to put a tan on is light layering. So light layering, like if you were painting. You wouldn't just throw all the paint on in one layer. It'd all just fall off or crack. So put a primer layer on, a mid layer, and a top layer. And of course, you can do one layer for light, two layers for medium, three layers for dark. My advice is no more than three layers. Too much of any tanning product, too much will make you go orange because it's a tanning active. It does the same thing. Ours is organic, others aren't organic. So just be careful on the layering. Although I did meet a girl, I was working at a trade show in the UK, and she had this beautiful color. And I said, that's not tan organic. And she goes, oh, it is. And I was like, no, you can tell me the truth. I know you're just trying to be nice. It's not tan organic. She was like, it is. I used six layers. I was like, no way.
Six layers.
Right. And it was perfect. I was convinced it was another tan. So I have seen amazing outcomes. But what she did is she used 6 layers of the self-tan oil, which is a lighter one, because she just loved the oil, because she didn't want any transfer on her sheets.
That'd get a little expensive.
It would get a little bit expensive. And it is, yeah. So it just goes to show you can deepen any product by layering it. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So let's talk about the mousse. So the mousse is also one of my favorites. So how this one comes, I'll just show you the packaging here. It comes in this formulation, in this type of bottle. It did need to have a foaming pump. This is honestly, like, if I want to look a little darker, I'll use this one. And then it also comes in the darker version, which is fabulous. So tell us a bit about the mousse.
So the mousse.
How we use the mitt.
And the duo glove. Don't know how many of you do this. I do it quite a lot. I'm going to do my tan. I get in the shower and I forget to exfoliate. I get out and I say, I'm going to do my tan. I go, crap, I forgot to exfoliate. So there's an exfoliator on this mitt for the last minute ninnies like me that forgot to exfoliate in the shower. And you can actually tan and exfoliate at the same time on one side, or you can just tan if you're very organized, probably like Rachel, and always remembers to exfoliate in the shower so she can get out and just use it. But that's used dry. So you can dry exfoliate or dry exfoliate and tan when you get out.
Also, you can use this mitt for a little bit of lymphatic drainage when you're using the dry exfoliation side. So lymphatic drainage is great for moving stagnant lymph around in your body. In the summertime, I'll do this on my abdomen. And honestly, I kid you not, it helps me look extra ripped. But this isn't medical advice. Just, you know, we talked about the lymphatic system here. This is really key for you to start to unpack how you can support that to support your overall wellness and all of that good stuff. But what we talk about here isn't medical advice. It's educational information.
Educational. Yes. I do an education half hour with my marketing team each week. And, you know, we did the lymphatics this week, and I was trying to describe it, you know, not medically, you know, because I'm a beauty therapist, you're a nurse. So my it was first year medicine when I did my beauty therapy, because we've got to know all of the organs, all of the systems, all of the veins, everything. And I always try and explain it. And I explained it to Roisin as like a little metro system that is running all through the body and bringing all the good stuff to the good places, the bad stuff to the bad place, and your waste disposal. So it's very important that it's circulating and healthy and bringing the good stuff. And this is where, you know, I'm really passionate about what you put on your skin, because some of it, depending on the size of the molecule, can be absorbed into your skin. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, yeah, good exfoliation, lymphatic and drainage. Yeah. Circulation.
This mitt is the best mitt I found for self-tanning, because my last one, I swear, I used consistently for about 2.5 years. And I think it just started to get like a little bit of a tear in the inside lining here, but they last forever. I've never had any other tanning mitt last that long. So when you start to use better products, you're not going to have to replace them as frequently. It's like dermal rolling. Why would you want to buy a dermal roller for $20 online? That's only going to last you 10 to 15 times. Buy a dermal roller through someone like myself. It's going to last you up to 2 years. And something like this mitt, that's going to last you a couple of years as well. Don't you think we should all start to be smarter consumers and not just go for the cheaper option, but something that's going to require less packaging and less frequent repurchasing?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're already planning our refillable pouches. So we'll be able to sell you your favorite products in refill pouches, and you can refill your lovely glass bottle. So everything that we do, we are absolutely trying to reduce our carbon footprint, reduce the amount of plastic in any way that we can. And even if it's less packaging, even though we are in glass, we'd like people to be reusing that glass more rather than repurchasing. So yeah.
I think that's fantastic. And to really also pay attention to where the products that you're buying are made, right? We want to be careful and notice what companies or what countries our food is coming from, what countries our self-care beauty products are coming from. That's why I love UK and Ireland brands, because there's absolutely, you said it before, there's so many ingredients that aren't allowed in products that are allowed here in North America. So that's why I love to align myself with UK brands, just because of that reason.
And Canada is great. You know, when we
start, as good,
but you are better than the USA.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, I did have to, you know, go to the Canada Health Organization. I had to do all of this stuff. And I like when I have to do that going into the country, because it means that they care about what products are coming in for their people. So, yeah, always. Yeah, Canada is quite good. So you guys do quite well and make sure your consumers have safe, good products.
Yep. And that's why you guys are showing up here time and time again. So Noelle, do you have any closing words?
For me, nothing really, only to say thank you for having me. I'm very grateful for you endorsing our product, especially with someone that's so knowledgeable. I love, you know, you really understand the product, you understand the ingredients that are gone in there. I love your wellness, your positivity, your gratitude, and good. I just think positive thoughts bring positive things. And yeah, it's been lovely to be on here. I know I said nothing and said a lot. That's typical of an Irish person.
I actually want to ask you one more question. What are some of your personal at-home practices, routines, rituals to kind of help you stay on the straight and narrow and continue to be the highly successful and motivated female entrepreneur that you are?
For me, I, you know, always try and stay positive. Things can't be good all of the time. There's times when it's just crap, but you can either, you know, look at the glass half full or half empty. Things happen. There's nothing we can do about it. But what you can do is focus on the things that you can change and just try not to think about the things that you can't change. Also, looking at the positive rather than the negative. Sometimes it's difficult, but it's just easier to think positive than to think negative. And then, you know, everything I do, you know, is this going to help me? If I'm giving out and whinging, is that going to help me? No. You know, so there was, you know, that question is a great question in any circumstance. And I'm here at my desk. I'm a big fan of gratitude. Anybody that knows me knows that, you know, just there's always something to be grateful for. There's always somebody worse off, and celebrating the wins. This is my desk, my gratitude, my wins. And, you know, it's not all good sunshine and roses. It's not all of the time, but we just have to make the best of what we have. And, you know, we all hopefully live in pretty good place. And if we can do a little bit for the people who aren't in such a good place, you know, random acts of kindness, you know, it's going to be a big thing for us this year, for all tan kind to our skin and kind to the planet and kind to our co-workers, our family and people that maybe need a little bit of extra support. So that's, but again, you know, it sounds great. It's not everything is great all of the time, but we just try and, you know, I have bad days, but I tend not to stay there. It's not a nice place. So I'd rather be in a positive space than a negative.
Yeah. And looking, I'll add another layer to that, looking for the beauty around you in people, places, and things. Let's not forget about places and things, because the, you know, earth, minerals, ores, the trees, nature, other humans, like we are all connected more than we realize that. And I'm so thrilled that you're making a wonderful product that just works really well. You care about the environment. You care about the people using your products. So I really just want to commend you and thank you so much for joining us here on the show, Noelle. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah. So everyone who's tuned in here, I'm sure you really enjoyed this episode with Noelle and I talking all about, you know, self-tanning and how we can do this in a cleaner way so that we can still get that fabulous bronze glow without sacrificing both our physical health and also the environment around us. And if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe and also hit that little bell notification so that you know when I go live and you don't miss a beat, because I am giving you guys the straight download on what you need to know at this time to age impossibly well for many years to come. Don't forget to also head on over to my website, rachelvarga.ca, where you can actually book a one-on-one session with me from anywhere in the world. I work with clients from the UK, Ireland, Sweden, Bali, France, Denmark, Canada, US, Iceland, South America, all over the world, Australia. I'd love to connect with you. You can also send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. If you have any questions, if you have any ideas for future content, and be sure to leave a review on the podcast. And yeah, I'd love to hear from each and every one of you. Never feel like you're bothering me. Trust me, I love getting to know everyone who's tuning in and taking this journey with me. Thank you again, Noelle, for joining us. And be sure to follow Noelle at Tanorganic Official. And you can also get all of the products that we talked about in the show at my store at rachelvarga.ca. The links for the products will be in the description box below. Thank you again, Noelle, and have a fantastic rest of your day.
Thank you.